All right, hello.
What was the name of that show that just
it
played?
Diary of the Disco.
No, was it?
Wait, the show?
Garden Hour,
Diarrhea Disco.
Garden Hour, Diarrhea Disco.
And
what?
Idami.
Idami?
There were three shows.
Yeah, three shows? That's such a collab. That's so fun. This is going to be less fun. This is just Button Pushers. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Harrison will be here in a bit. But until then, I'll probably just keep the commentary to a minimum and start playing something. Maybe the new song by Snouse. It's just a nice, good house song, so let's go with that. pausing it for a second here. Harrison just got in the studio. Also, Harrison, we got new headphones and they're awesome. So try mic four. Yeah, they're like really good ones. They're like the pretty good brand. Not the, you know, Sennheiser. Nothing like an ATX.
That's pretty crazy, actually.
Yeah, but they're so comfy too. They're like really comfy.
Not broken in.
Yeah. They're so...
And I don't know if this one has a right ear, but that's okay.
Oh, no. I actually think that's the jack, because, like, that one has never had a right ear.
All right.
But that's in any case, now that Harrison's here, first of all, hi, Harrison.
Hi.
And then second of all, we both added some songs to this playlist, so I think we'll go right away. What do you want to start with? Do you want to start with one of yours? Do you want to start with one of mine?
Say we play the softer stuff first and then go...
Eight. Crazy.
Or maybe we can just go crazy now.
I'm down for whatever. Let it spin. I think we're gonna let it spin with Barely Alive, Feel the Panic. Let's go.
Wait, I didn't think that...
What you trying to say? another motherfucker.
Get upset, I kick a hole in the speaker, pull a plug, then I jet.
Cause I don't get upset. I kick a hole in the speaker, pull a plug, then I jet. I kick a hole in the speaker. I kick a hole in the speaker. Cause I don't get upset. I kick a hole in the speaker, pull a plug, then I jet. Cause I don't get upset, I kick a hole in the speaker, pull a plug, then I jet. We'll be right back.
Hello, we're back. These are our voices. Did I mute this right? Yeah. Hello. Can you wait? Let me turn you like way up. Try that.
Hello.
There we go.
I'm here.
Harrison. Harrison.
Yes.
Anyway, what you heard in order of appearance was Bloom by Snaus and Thiker, which is on the EP release of that great Snaus and Tyraz collab, the Legatata or whatever EP of that, so go check that out. Let It Spin by Barely Alive from their Feel the Panic EP. Run Away and Torture Me, both by 100 Gex. Torture Me featuring Skrillex. The Reckoning by Murata. Hole in the Speaker by Lil Texas. Toxic by Boss Fight. And Fuck Around by Barely Alive. And I can say that because it's the name of the song. Coming up next, we've got some probably more, maybe not more chill, but less dubsteppy, perhaps, less clubby. But I also have kind of like a semi-rock song that I would like to play towards the end, if that's cool. The new Grabitz song, When You and Me
that's
Dance.
That's not cool.
Not cool?
Not
fine.
Cool.
I'll find another show to sub, and then I'll just play it for an hour. On loop, yeah. Honestly, that's what I've been doing this week. I don't have that much new music because I've just been listening to this one like a lot.
Whoa.
It's very
high praise.
Very good. I mean, it's Grabitz, right? He doesn't miss very often. But yeah, any life updates, Harrison? Do you want to divulge, or do you just want to go into like a PSA and we can?
Any life updates is that I'm debating spending too much money right now, because there is a concert in Boston. Actually, not a concert. Several concerts during finals week. In fact, it is the days every day leading up to when all of my finals are due, the 19th, and there are concerts starting the 14th, the 15th, the 16th, the 17th, and the 18th, all of amazing talent such as Men I Trust, Nightmare, dead mouse break-ins and Gabby Start,
Suburban.
So you know, that's a little dilemma of, do I do my work? Do I take a little break? Do I spend like $300?
Yeah, can you buy all the tickets? Like, if you're gonna
so
buy,
annoying to go there every day.
Yeah, that
from
is true.
Good old Tufts. The green line.
Oh my God! Button pushers pogging out of their gourds right now for the Green Line, released on the 12th of December, right on schedule. They were only late by, what, a year and a half?
Knock on wood.
2 years?
Not gonna be close.
It was like the entire delay was like all post-COVID. Yeah. So like they don't really have any excuses.
No, well, the delay was before because it was supposed to be our first year.
Yeah, I mean, I guess they kind of like halted production of everything, like even the building.
Yeah, but
But weren't the Green Line and the building
supposed
to...
My impression was that they just hadn't done it and they extended it. And I think it was extended to our year. Then it was extended past our year. And then it was extended to earlier this year. And then they weren't done when they said they would be done. And it,
like
it
twice.
Ran,
right?
It ran for like one day.
Yeah.
And then they shut it down.
Yeah.
And now is the actual final opening.
Oh, that's going to be so nice.
It's going to be so nice. And imagine going to...
like
a concert in Boston and
yeah, you're getting off in like Park Street or Boylston.
If it's at the Roadrunner, that's not fun. But if you're going to the Royale,
yeah, no, if you're going anywhere, like Fenway is like you just get off near Northeastern and then like like any of the places that are near Park Street and Boylston, like that really central Boston area, that's Green Line as well.
Sure, yeah, Alston is not very far.
Yeah.
So that, that
that's
be, like,
really hype. I'm a big fan of that. Hopefully it will actually come out on the 12th. But yeah, you can green
wait. I'm trying to think of T-stops right now.
There's
Fenway.
Fenway is a like a Green Line stop.
Yo.
Yeah. No, I'm the Green Line seriously passes like almost every
that's
venue except for the one in Harvard.
And Fenway's also MGM Music Hall.
Yep.
And Big Night.
Yes. Those three are all near Fenway, I believe.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. Hey, yo, say less.
Yeah.
We out here going
on the
green line.
170
every night.
No, wait, 220 a pop, I think. If you have a Charlie card.
And, you know, we out here on Goblin Mode.
Goblin Mode up on the Green Line.
Goblin Howlu. Mode on the Green Line.
I there was supposed to be like a first run of the Green Line that was like gonna be really early, like 4:30 a.m. on like the day before it opens. And apparently a bunch of tough students are gonna like try and ride it on the first time.
Yes, I was considering.
Are you gonna do
that.
It?
I don't know. I'm very torn on it.
Yeah.
I feel like
it's gonna be so lame because like once you're on it, you're just like going away from campus at 4:30 in the morning. Like I'm kind of just realizing this now because I really was kind of like, I think that sounds hype. Like it holds no historical significance whatsoever, but like if like we waited so long, we might as well.
It would be kind of funny. It would be all the meme lords of Tufts University getting on a train at 4:30
in the morning to be like quirky
to nowhere.
Yeah, and then we just have to like get off at some station and get on
apparently,
the other train
though, at 7 I think at 7 a.m. they're gonna do one of those ribbon breakings but the train is what's breaking the ribbon.
Yo.
Which is exciting.
That's actually
I feel
so
like
hype.
It's gonna have catastrophic consequences and cause the Green Line to shut down.
Yeah, actually knowing the Green Line, it's gonna like run over the ribbon and then like start on fire or something. The
also,
Green Line like has accidents like every other week.
Yeah, and someone mentioned to me that today because I was thinking, oh yes, we can get into Boston so fast, and then they had mentioned that the Red Line's pretty fast, but the Green Line tends to be kind of slow.
Yeah, the Green Line is a little slow.
So I wonder what that's gonna be like.
What I'm honestly more hyped about is that like I like to go to like North Station or kind of like Fenwell Hall, you know?
Fenwell
Hall or whatever, however you say it.
Yeah.
Like that area, and like right now, currently it's like a lot of transfers, and that's just kind of annoying to like deal with. Being able to just like sit on the Green Line for like 45 minutes straight, like I can at least like pull out my laptop and like start working on something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like I don't know, just like having less transfers seems really nice for sure. Also, as we're flipping through the PSA book, I gotta clarify some things. Edward, my boy, I never meant to insult anything you said about the airplanes going over Boston. I agree that airplanes can be kind of annoying for sure, and I didn't mean that any specific person was, you know, being stubborn about airplane noise or something like that.
This
I was
is
just
a YouTube
more
apology.
Yeah, this is a YouTube apology video. The ad is coming in 3 seconds. But I was mostly just trying to point out that like I do repetitive complaints like get acknowledged by other like government people? Like if you go to the government and you like sign a petition, you can't like sign the petition under your same name twice, right? Never mind. Maybe I'm just digging a hole I can't get out of. But it is what it is. Edward, we love you. Thank you for listening every week. Heart emoji.
Plur.
Plur.
In the words of Ravers.
Ravers.
Peace, love, unity, respect.
And
there's a whole hand gesture. You do like a peace sign with your fingers connected.
Oh, is this when they like trade bands?
Yeah, trade candy.
Trade candy bands.
Peace.
Love.
You make like half a heart.
Half a heart.
Against their half of a
heart. Yep. So the peace signs are two peace signs pointing at each other. And then unity is just flat palms.
Flat palms. And then respect.
Respect is like you grab them. Interlocked
fingers. And then you get your candy and you move it onto their arm and they move theirs onto yours.
Yeah.
And it's cute and nice and also sketchy. And I would never do that with a stranger I don't know.
Yeah. I feel like I would be okay doing it with a stranger I don't know, but I would never initiate it. Because I would always feel really uncomfortable being like, grab my hand.
Rave
but if someone came
bizarre.
To me, I would be like, yeah, go for it.
Rave crowds are really bizarre.
Yeah.
Because there's also, like, light dances, and apparently that's a way of, like, initiation into the culture or whatever, where you're kind of alone, and then someone with, like,
the weird bands and hula hoops and stuff,
and they're like, can I give you a light show? And then they just, like, twirl them around, and it seems... I saw some stuff about it on Instagram, and it seems, like, really wholesome, but then there's this other side of it that seems, like, very, very bizarre, and I don't want to say nefarious or anything to that negative.
Like the people that like go around and like spin hula hoops and stuff.
Well, there's just something like, about it that's kind of off.
Yeah, that right? is true. It is kind of like,
and it just seems like a really nice group of people who are like genuinely concerned about each other and like looking out for each other, and making sure people have water and all sorts of things, and checking in on people and making sure they're having like as good an experience of living as they possibly can, but it's
I can bizarre. Also see how that would be like kind of naturally weirdly like clicky as well, you know. It's like, it's kind of like, are you going to accept our hospitality or not kind of thing. And then like once you've made I don't know if that makes sense, but like like if someone comes up and is like, hey, are you like having a good time, you can like choose to engage them or not. And then like if you choose to not engage them, the rest of the time they're like having fun with other people, and you're like, well, do I join them now or not?
Yeah, I also find it to be very flashy in a way that I don't personally find.
Yeah, like, it is a little bit like stealing attention like too.
It's not rooted in the past, but yeah, it's very like attentionally demanding. The idea of candy and beads and trading them is like a good concept, but I just don't really like how the beads look and the aesthetic value of it and the outfits people wear.
Yeah,
they're cool, but it's just kind of like a bit too much. I'm cool with you just wearing like pants and a t-shirt. those are good vibes.
Yeah, when someone comes in with like just beads, then you're
just
like
beads,
oh
and
boy,
a carpet.
Yeah exactly. Yeah, also it is kind of funny when like you see like a producer that's like, thank you so much for giving me like this bead thing, it is like beautiful, and it looks like it's like an arts and crafts project from like a 4-year old. It's like it's got like these like sparkly see-through stars on it,
like,
and stuff, and
like
it says
Sonic.
Like love, and the E is backwards, you know, and they're like, this is the greatest piece of art I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, it's just some like tutorial, YouTube tutorial of Sonic gotta go fast.
It's so good.
He zooted out of his mind.
On life, FCC. Zooted on life.
Well, he's an animal, so he's
zoomed, because he's Sonic and he zooms.
Oh, I was saying zooted as in he's a hedgehog, so he belongs in a zoo.
Oh, like he's zoomed.
Actually, nothing
like,
belongs in a zoo, but he is an animal.
Except for mankind, the cage we built for ourselves, that is society. That's the PSA. Close the book. This is like delirious hours for me. I just got out of like a 3-hour office hour session, like leading it. So now my brain is like
really
yeah.
9 p.m.
Well,
to 1
I did 10 to like, so I guess yeah, just 2 hours. 10 to like 12:50-ish, yeah. And then I came over.
That's crazy.
Because the exam's tomorrow. So I was like, if you guys need like last minute help, I have to do nothing for like another hour. So come say hi.
I hope they're listening right now.
Yeah, I love you all who listen, who were there at the last section. Jake and Annika and Julia and others.
If you're listening to Button Pushers right now from Diego's class that he's TAing for, come up to him and say, hey, I was listening to Button Pushers. Yeah, the secret code.
The secret code.
Say, I know the code.
Yeah.
And that is the code. I know the code. And then he will instantly give you an A.
Yeah, I'll give you an A on the exam. I will actually definitively say this because I know that no one who is in the course is like listening.
I just want someone to be listening so bad.
If someone's listening, I will give you an A.
I will wait
until the end of the semester and I will change your exam grade like right before grades are inputted so that there's no one who knows, no one who sees, not a soul, just you and me, the code knowers. I got you. If you come up to me
is
and say...
Is it real or is it a clue?
What? The like, I know the code? Is that the real code or is...
Know everything in life.
Oh. Is very it, deep. Are you working on your philosophy real, papers?
No. For two reasons. One, I'm not doing philosophy. Two,
fair.
I'm not working on anything. I spent the entirety of the day on YouTube watching random videos and refreshing the page to see
new videos.
The
YouTube, when you reach the end of the rabbit hole and you're like, please, more rabbit holes.
Yep. Yeah. And I started watching someone play harp into different pedals, and they made pedal boards, and it was interesting. Actually,
was it like an electric harp, or like did they just like just record it? And I see.
Yeah. So I mean, so like electric in some ways.
Gotcha.
I don't fully know what constitutes it being electric.
Fair.
Probably because there has to be some electricity. Involved in that, just like there's electricity involved in trains and other public transit versus walking. If you take public transportation, good for you. You're helping to save the environment and money too. But if you aren't getting all the exercise you should be, you might want to consider walking directly to your destination instead of using public transit. Depending upon the distance, once you factor in the time it takes to make your way to the T-stop, wait, and then get to your final destination from the station, walking the whole trip can often be faster. And even when it isn't, you're getting good exercise and saving even more money. For example, if it takes 45 minutes to walk where you want to go instead of 30 minutes using the T, you'll get 3/4 hour of exercise and fresh air for just an extra 15 minutes of your time. And that's a real healthy deal. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Now, because of the green line, I say no to that.
I mean, if you're already,
if you're going one or two stops, it makes sense. But for us, if we're trying to go
to like North Station,
that's a you're trying to go to Big Night Live or to the Royale. That's going to take a long time to walk there.
Yeah. One of my friends used to, like, Uber to Davis. And, like, I think that's what this PSA is for, you know? Like, yes. If it's a 15-minute walk, come on, Helen, just walk it. You know what I'm saying? If anyone knows Helen Lee on campus, I'll out her for this. When I heard that, I, like, physically cringed. I was like, every time?
Yeah.
That's a regular walk.
I didn't think about it, but if the venue's the Roadrunner, then you have to Uber there because...
Yeah.
Or you can drive. Alternatively, you can drive. But you shouldn't drive. You should just walk everywhere or use scooters, but not electric scooters. You should just use normal scooters and skateboards and bikes that are clean energy and aren't annoying Lime scooters that are thrown in the middle of streets and city blocks and...
Oh, you're from Texas, right? Do they have them around Texas, right?
I haven't seen them there, but in New York and D.C. and like, everywhere.
Yeah, I know they're really popular at, like, regular, like big metropolis areas.
Yeah,
now.
I hate them so much.
Because you just check in with an app and, like, go until it checks out, right? And so then you just, like, drop it?
So, two things very quickly.
This is a very long podcast, but hey, whatever.
Yeah, so, one... You aren't allowed to drive them on the sidewalks. However, people do there are like stickers on them and messages that say you aren't, and you have to like sign something about how you're legally not allowed to ride it on the sidewalk because of some case that happened in New York once when someone was riding their scooter or bike on the sidewalk and hit a little kid and then they got really hurt. And it's just a thing of like, yeah, you're not going to be like riding a big thing that's going kind of fast on the sidewalk when there's a street, and that's what bike lanes are for. And so it's trying to distinguish and give pedestrians like a spot where yeah. they can be safe. So people don't respect that. And then also people just leave them in random places, like literally just on the ground in the middle of
a sidewalk. As soon as you're done.
Yeah.
And I'm that's like, wild.
You should bring it back to a place, store it there. That's why I kind of like the blue bike model.
Yeah, where they have like the hubs.
Yeah, where you have a hub and you have to bring it.
Dude, that's a PSA. Like, instead of walking or transit, blue bikes. That's the way to go, especially if you're a student. There's like a really decent student discount. You can just get it for like the whole semester for like pretty cheap. And it's a lot cheaper than owning a bike,
and
you
can go really far.
Yeah. Like, there's a lot of stops and like... Like, as long as you keep track of the bike, like, some of my friends have just taken it and gone, like, on bike trails, you know, and, like, paths and, like, no destination to another hub and just bring it back to the same hub, you know? Like, it could be a day out, too. Mm-hmm. Blue bikes go hard. You know what else goes hard? Renegade by R.L. Grime and Nero, a new song.
Crazy that Nero's on a song now because of how... Promises, and it still keeps on wasting on myself. That song was crazy. Skrillex remix of it too. So,
Without
further ado, here's the new Nero and R.L. Grime.
Nero and R.L. Grime, Renegade. Because I take forever to do. There we go.
You believe you found out. It all begins when we get afraid. Why do you believe it now? It's just the winds of a renegade. Cause you think we'll all let it go. And now you buy your own lie. But now you lost all credibility. Now you're just the enemy.
Tell me all the things that you would do to me. Lately you've been feeding all my energy, and it's giving me clarity. You're killing me. It's ugly now, it bites in my mouth. I'll never get out. I'll be your only one, I'll never try to run. Stuck inside your love, it's taking all I have not to break my skin. Holding both your hands so you don't stab me.
Yeah. like I'm real, like my life's not some big joke, something to deal with the pain. I just thought I'd let you know.
All righty. So we just played, let's see, RL Grime and Nero with Renegade. Ooh, ooh, hit the TikTok dance. Saint Punk and Veins with Stab Me in the Back. Grabbits with When You and Me Dance.
That song goes so hard.
So crazy. Yes, we love it. Anyways, this has been our show. Check in next week, because I think this might be the last of the semester next week, which is kind of crazy.
Wild.
But we'll be here again for another term, which is going to be dope as hell. But make sure to check in at 1 a.m. on Wednesday. And this is Button Pushers on 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford House Freeform Radio. And this last song is by Starjunk 95. It's called Grind. All right, so the computer just
decided to stop playing.
Stopped. You know, it was kind of fun for a bit, and then it turned off, and that's okay because our show is done anyways. But with some final.